Welcome to Club English, your source for on-the-go ESL materials. We're here to help you learn English, so if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, be sure to send an email to clubenglish@summit-esl.com. That's C-L-U-B-E-N-G-L-I-S-H at summit-esl.com. Autumn. Autumn officially began on September 23rd. In the U.S., the term fall is more commonly used. The beginning of fall is marked by the autumnal equinox. Equinox refers to the 24-hour period when day and night are of equal length. So, autumnal equinox means the day in the autumn when the day is the same length as the night. From now on until the winter solstice on December 21st, in the northern hemisphere, the days will gradually be getting shorter, while the nights will gradually be getting longer. The sun will be rising a little later and setting a little earlier each day, giving us shorter days and longer nights. The opposite is true in the southern hemisphere. Below the equator, the days are getting longer while the nights are getting shorter. As people in the northern hemisphere are getting ready for winter, people in the southern hemisphere are looking forward to summer. Fall is also when many countries get off of daylight savings time and go back to standard time. This year, the U.S. and Canada will resume standard time on November 7th. Sometimes people get confused about whether they should adjust their clocks forwards or backwards 1 hour, so there is a saying to remind us which is the correct way to go. Spring forward, fall back. Fall brings other changes besides shorter days and longer nights. In the northern hemisphere, the days get cooler, making a light jacket or sweatshirt a necessity. Sometimes we call these cool, crisp days sweater weather. Even though the weather gets cooler, with a particularly cold night giving frost, we might still get a few days that are quite warm, warm enough to ditch the jacket and wear a short-sleeved shirt. A period of warm weather after an autumn frost is called Indian summer. Another noticeable change that occurs in the fall is a transformation of the colors of tree leaves. The leaves go from various greens to shades of brown, red, yellow, and orange. The fall colors of some trees are rather plain, like brown or tan. Other trees put on a spectacular display of color, and the forests are full of blazing red, vibrant yellow, and bold orange leaves. Many people like to go on a weekend fall color tour, driving around the countryside to take in the gorgeous riot of color put on by Mother Nature. After the leaves have changed colors, they fall off the trees, and people rake them from their yards into huge leaf piles. Children love to jump into a pile of leaves and have fun. In rural areas, people burn their leaves to get rid of them. But many cities and towns do not allow leaf burning, so people there have to compost their leaves or put them in bags for curbside pickup. And that wraps up another episode of Club English. We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast from Club English. Don't forget to check out the other resources that Club English has to offer. Links to our blog, podcast, and YouTube page can be found at our main site, www.summit-esl.com. You can also send us questions, comments, or suggestions by writing to clubenglish@summit-esl.com. Until next time, take care and have fun learning English. Thanks for listening. What took a lifetime to mold, and that's why my love for you just keeps on growing more and more all the time, more and more all the time. As sure as the sunrise, I'll stand by your side. As sure as the daybreak, baby, I love you for heaven's sake. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, each passing
That's good for